Hey Queens, this is your girl Riley Hart, back with another dose of Queen energy to fuel your fabulous day. Today we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships through effective communication. Because let's be real, communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly connecting, understanding each other, and building those rock-solid bonds that make life so much richer. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages with the people closest to you? You know that feeling when a conversation goes left and suddenly you're both frustrated, even though you love each other? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because today's gonna be your guide to unlocking the magic of communication and building those truly fulfilling relationships. Firstly, let's talk about active listening. It's not just hearing words, it's about being present, paying attention, and really understanding what the other person is saying. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and genuinely try to see things from their perspective. When we truly listen, it shows respect, builds trust, and creates a space where both people feel heard and valued. Secondly, let's talk about clear and honest communication. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. But remember, kindness always goes a long way. Instead of blaming or accusing, use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," try something like, "I feel unheard when I don't get a response after sharing something important." It's all about finding that balance between being direct and remaining respectful. Thirdly, practice empathy. Try to step into the other person's shoes and see things from their point of view. Even if you don't agree with them, try to understand where they're coming from. This helps build compassion and creates a more supportive environment for open and honest communication. Remember, relationships are about understanding each other, not just being understood. Next up, learn the power of nonverbal communication. Sometimes, a simple smile, a hug, or even a thoughtful gesture can speak volumes. Pay attention to your body language. Are you open and approachable, or closed off? These subtle cues can influence how others perceive you and how they communicate with you. Finally, remember that healthy relationships require effort from both sides. Be willing to compromise, listen actively, express your feelings openly, and always strive for understanding. Communication is a journey, not a destination. So keep practicing, keep learning, and keep building those amazing connections. Now let me tell you about a time when I really put these tips into practice. Remember how I mentioned active listening? Well, last week my best friend Sarah was going through a tough time. She felt overwhelmed with work and just needed someone to vent to. So instead of jumping in with advice, I simply listened. I made eye contact, nodded along, and asked clarifying questions to show her that I was truly present and invested in what she had to say. By the end of our conversation, Sarah felt so much lighter, not because I solved her problems, but because she felt heard and understood. That's the magic of communication. Sometimes, all it takes is a listening ear to make a world of difference. Remember, Queens, you have the power to create amazing relationships through effective communication. Listen actively, speak your truth with kindness, practice empathy, be mindful of your body language, and always strive for understanding. You got this. Now go out there, connect with your loved ones, and build those incredible bonds that make life so beautiful. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little queen energy boost. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps other queens find our show. And most importantly, keep shining bright. I can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.